This is KTO's June Afternoon, and it's about 20 minutes till the top of the hour. I'm today's host, Scott Burton. It's time for Foodie Friday. Our next guest is with the United Way of Southeast Alaska to talk about how the organization is helping coordinate food from local restaurants to the Glory Hole, Aware, and the emergency shelter at the Jack. And then we're going to talk about an appetizer recipe for physically distanced groups. He's the Juno Cares Program Manager, Kirk Stagg. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Scott.
All right. So let's talk about business and food first, Kirk. Tell us about how this sort of collaboration between the United Way and these restaurants and the Glory Hall Aware and the emergency shelter came to be.
Well, it all started when Larry and Sue Cotter wrote a grant that we got at United Way for $800,000, and it is to connect restaurants and basically have them make to-go meals that we can deliver to, like, the Aware Hall, the Aware Shelter, and the Jack.
It sounds like a win-win all around. I have a friend who said that she was just up at the Rookery, and there were boxes and boxes of food that the Rookery was preparing to go out to one of these organizations. Yeah, tell us more about it.
So it's really neat. So, you know, we're paying, you know, local caterers and restaurants $12 a box meal. It's something that they're, you know, they're not certainly going to get rich on it, but it's going to provide them with some revenue, you know, hopefully keep some people's jobs and keep some doors open. And we're going to feed our underserved community. So it serves a great two-part deal. You know, it's good economically and it's good for our local, you know, community members.
Yeah. So we're here on October 9th. How long has this been going on?
So we started the 2nd of September. We got a fairly quick turnaround once we found out we got the money going. And it ends the end of the year. But, you know, we're hoping that somehow there'll be a new CARES grant or something that we can carry on to next year, because I don't think these people are all of a sudden going to stop being hungry on January 1st.
Got it. So we should talk about, plans going forward after that. But before we do that, what have been challenges for you and your folks there at the United Way getting this together?
Well, you know, it's a lot of the restaurants that we've reached out to, some they've been closed, some they didn't have the staff, or, you know, they just weren't prepared to take on this kind of a project. And we are now, though, we have 13 participating restaurants and caterers out of 30 that we've reached out to. And we still have room, you know, for anybody that still thinks they can do this. We don't have a lot of room because we've tried to plan out ahead as far as we can, because, you know, since we're getting food on the barge and the restaurants have the staff and all that, you know, it takes a little process and planning, because we're up to right now over 300 meals a day. So just in October, September, we made over 8,000 meals. So I think up today we're about up to 11,000.
Wow. And is this breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
It is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're making roughly 100 meals for each meal period.
Okay. And let's see. Thinking about the funding is good through December 30th. Are you starting to strategize about how to move forward after that?
We are, you know, and we've been talking with the restaurants, and we're kind of waiting because, of course, you know, we're going to wait to see if the funding that we have, the date to use it, will be extended, or if there'll be possibly more funding, or even perhaps if the city will kind of want to take us over. You know, any of these things would be great for us, because, like I said, so far we certainly have a need, and we anticipate the need to actually go up as we get more into the winter.
Got it. And some of the organizations we've mentioned so far are the Glory Hall, the Aware Hall, Emergency Shelter at the Jack. If there's an organization listening to the show right now, or individuals that might be hungry, is there a way they can communicate with you?
Well, generally, we need, hopefully, we don't have the ability to, like, make home deliveries, but we have reached out to other organizations, you know, to see if it's possible for us to increase our meals and deliveries to different locations. So they certainly can reach out to us at the United Way. If they're a business that wants to participate, to say as a restaurant, if you go to the United Way Southeast Alaska and click on the Juno Cares program, there's a web form there for them to put in their information and download, you know, some questions, their business license, you know, their food permit and those things. And then I turn around and contact them immediately.
Okay. All right. What else would you like to share about this program, Kirk?
Well, you know, it's really been neat to see our community come together. The restaurants are putting out just really nice meals, and you know, and we're asking them to make them substantial, you know, and filling and healthy. And the other neat thing has been is we've reached out to the school district, and we actually, I had Diana and Taya's second grade class make cards, and now the school district has reached out to other teachers in other schools, and I'm up to about 10 different classes that want to make cards to hand out with the meals. So we're really, you know, kind of bringing the community together. It's a really nice thing to be a part of.
Yeah, I was talking with my last guest, Kachung, just sort of about, you know, some of the surprise positive side effects that are happening right now during the pandemic. And this certainly seems like one of them.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, and you just, you know, you drive around and you see these people that are just down on their luck, and anybody can be down on their luck at any given time. So I think it's good for all people, and you know, to realize, you know, we all live here together.
That's right. Do you guys need any volunteer help or any, you know, assistance with the program right now?
We are good with all that. We, you know, the Glory Hall has been amazing. So they have volunteered a driver. He goes around, picks up the meals, he delivers them. His name's Mike. He does a great job, you know, and the restaurants have been absolutely fantastic, you know, as far as helping Mike get the truck loaded, and, you know, the participation and coordination has just been really nice from everybody involved.
All right. And to learn more, tell us that website again.
So if you go to UnitedWaySeak.org, I believe that's the correct one, and then you'll see it click up, or you can just type in United Way of Southeast Alaska, and you'll come to our webpage.
Got it. And you're the Juno Cares Program Manager, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Unless you want to share more about that, we can shift gears a little bit here to our segment called Foodie Friday. I was telling you, we often share inspiration for our listeners, things to get us motivated for the weekend, something fun to cook. And you didn't seem to hesitate. You sent me a beautiful picture of an appetizer, and I put that up on our website at kto.org/JunoAfternoon. So are you a cook yourself, Kirk?
Well, you know, I have been in the past. You know, in a previous life, I did own two restaurants here in town and spent years in the kitchen. So, you know, we have a tiny patio that allows us to basically have two other couples and be socially distanced, you know, and so we really enjoy having people over, and it's been kind of a great escape for us to keep our sanity, you know, in these times. And those two recipes that I brought up were, used to be always like my go-to recipes for an impromptu, you know, dinner party, or even take them camping, you know, and they have lots of different purposes. So, you know, they're kind of nice to share.
All right. Well, take us through the first one.
So the first one is a mint pea puree. And, you know, when I first heard this, I'm not even a pea guy, but, you know, it's only got like five ingredients. You put them all in the blender. It's easy to make. You can buy frozen peas, and it packs, holds very well. And it's really a fresh dish. And you can use that, you know, for an antipasto. You can use it as a dip, and you can even use it like to spread on a sandwich. So that's got a lot of versatility.
All right. So tell us those five ingredients.
Now you're going to make me. So it's, you know, fresh or frozen peas, a couple cloves of garlic, you know, Parmesan cheese, some olive oil, and mint.
That does sound easy. You just throw it in the blender.
Yeah, and just, you know, blaze. And I'm, you know, one of my, as I get older and looking for shortcuts, I have found, you know, you can get online garlic infused olive oil and lemon infused olive oil. And so, you know, it kind of, it's a nice little cheat because it's instant flavor and you can use it for a lot of stuff.
All right. So that's the mint pea puree, right?
Yes, sir.
And did you have another one you wanted to share?
Sure. So the other one on the dish, too, is a black olive tapenade. And, you know, that's, both these are kind of very Mediterranean type dishes. And it's very simple, too. You know, it's black olives. Make sure they're pitted. You know, pine nuts, Parmesan cheese, a little garlic, a little pepper. I wouldn't add salt to that dish just because there's the olives can be a little salty. And then again, olive oil and blend. And, you know, when it kind of gets to your consistency, you know, you can throw in some fresh herbs like flat leaf parsley and call it good.
All right. And then you set those on a plate in the middle of your tiny patio. And then just one at a time, you can go up and get a physically distanced appetizer, right?
Or, you know, they're so, you know, because it's very moldable food, you know, and so you can, you know, give everybody a little scoop of each and put a few chips on a plate and give them their own plate. So, yeah.
Sounds fun. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Kirk Stagg. He's the JunoCares program manager. He's been telling us about a collaboration between the United Way and local restaurants getting food to the Glory Hole, Aware, and the emergency shelter at the Jack. And then I convinced him to give us a couple recipes here as part of Foodie Friday, and we learned how to make mint pea puree and black olive tapenade. I like that idea of making a plate for each person so you can remain physically distanced. So, well, Kirk, this has been a lot of fun. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the conversation today?
No, I mean, you know, everybody get out, be socially distanced and have fun. And, you know, just, you know, please remember, we got a community that can use our help whenever we got it.
And give us that website once more.
So it's UnitedWaySeak.org.
All right, Kirk Stagg, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.